They saw no sign of other travellers. The Dothraki began to mutter fearfully that the comet had led them to some hell. Danny went to Sojora one morning, as they made camp, amidst a jumble of black wind-scarred stones. "Are we lost?" she asked him. "Does this waste have no end to it?"
"It has an end," he answered wearily. "I have seen the maps, the trader's door, my queen. Few caravans come this way, that is so. Yet there are great kingdoms to the east, and cities full of wonder. Yiti, Kars, Ashai by the Shadow.
Will we live to see them?"
"I will not lie to you. The way is harder than I dared think."
The knight's face was grey and exhausted. The wound he had taken to his hip the night he fought Khal Drogo's blood riders had never fully healed. She could see how he grimaced when he mounted his horse, and he seemed to slump in his saddle as they rode.
"Perhaps we are doomed if we press on, but I know for a certainty that we are doomed if we turn back."
Danny kissed him lightly on the cheek. It heartened her to see him smile. "I must be strong for him as well," she thought grimly. "A knight he may be, but I am the blood of the dragon."